Hello again, VoiceTubers. I hope you're all having a great day. This is Steve, your English guide from abroad. Welcome to December. For me, this will always be the month that reminds me of Christmas and spending time with family and friends. But not only that, it's also a time where I'm used to seeing snow and some white on the ground. I come from a place with a lot of snow, so I'm used to seeing snow in winter. But we'll talk about Christmas more in upcoming episodes when Christmas gets a little bit closer. 大家好, VoiceTubers. 我希望你们都今天愉快. 我是Steve. 你们欢迎12月。12月我提醒圣诞节跟朋友、家人，然后学降水。 Alright, today's video is about trying to save money while being green. Some of the examples include not using cars, washing your clothes with cold water, not eating meat once or twice a week, and switching to paperless billing.
今天的影片关于存钱、环保、爱地球，例如没有开车、洗衣服跟冷水，一天不用吃肉。 物质化.
Alright, so how many of the items on this list do you do? I have always tried to go paperless. I don't know why you would want to get bills in the mail in 2019. It seems very old-fashioned, so I was a little bit surprised to see that on today's list. But that's what we're going to focus on today.
您在清单上有多少个项目? 我不知道为什么要收到邮件. 旧的事项.
Okay, with that, let's check out today's sentence. So here it is. Paperless billing saves you monthly on stamps and allows you to set up automatic payments to avoid late fees. Let's talk about the pronunciation. Here we're going to add a suffix. A suffix is just a little sound you can add on to the end of a word that has a common meaning. Today's suffix is going to be less. It looks like less. It's spelled L-E-S-S. L-E-S-S. So by itself, it would be less, like shall, less. But in this case, at the end of a word, we say less. It almost sounds like it has an I in it. And you're basically saying that whatever you put it with doesn't have that quality. So paperless means no paper. Careless means no care or without care. Helpless means that you cannot help yourself. Can you think of any other examples here? There's many other words that have this list at the end. And you already probably know the base words like paper, care, and help.
加厚最list的时候,你说话没有本来的意。物质化的意思是没有质。粗心的意思是没有关系。无助的意思是不会自己帮助。 你会像别的单子用list吗?
Can you think of any other examples with this? Okay, let's move on to the vocabulary. Number one is paperless. Paperless, it's a word we just talked about, and it's an adjective. Now in Chinese, this word is
物质的。
So here's the definition. Store information and communicate with each other using computers rather than paper. So everything with your bank or with your bills or with your credit card is probably done on the computer now. There's no paper. Everything is paperless. Though sometimes we still use paper. My banks originally sent me paper until I switched to paperless. So check out this example sentence. I decided to go paperless so I wouldn't have all these annoying credit card offers in the mail.
我决定了物质的，所以我没有跟没有饭的，只用信用卡优惠。Okay,
word number two is billing. Billing, it's a noun, and the Chinese is
发账单，发账单.
All right, so here's the definition: the process of sending people bills, asking them to pay money owed. So if you owe money to the bank, they're going to send you a bill. There's a billing process. Or if you owe money to your credit card, they're going to send you a bill. There's a billing process. So it's a money word. So check out this example sentence. I chose to make my monthly billing automatic since I always forget to check my credit card balance online. Now, maybe you don't know that word balance. Credit card balance. Balance is money that you owe. So your credit card balance would be the money you, if you spent $50 on your credit card, you need to give the credit card company $50. So your balance is $50. So you want your credit card balance to be $0. That's the best balance you can have, is $0. I have a $0 credit card balance. But if you spend money on your credit card, you will have a positive balance or you will owe some money.
我选择将每月将，但是未自动。
Okay. Word number three is avoid. Avoid. It's a verb, and in Chinese, it's 逃避. 逃避. You probably already know this word a little bit. And the definition means to stay away from someone or something. So here is the example sentence. I am trying to avoid my boss since I totally forgot about the deadline today.
我要逃避我的老板，因为我忘记了今天的最后期限。
So when you avoid something bad. You wouldn't avoid something good because you want that. You avoid something like a test or a boss or having to clean your house. You avoid something that you don't want to do or someone you don't want to see. All right. Thanks for listening to my challenge today. I am curious, what do you guys do that is green? And if you do something green, does it save you money? For me, I usually use public transportation. It's very easy in Taipei. All my bills are paperless, and I'm currently trying not to eat meat 1 or 2 days of the week. That one's a little bit hard, actually. The biggest change is that I try to never to shop with plastic bags. I hate plastic bags. I just try to bring my backpack or carry stuff out of the store when I can.
谢谢听我的挑战。我好好奇你们做什么环保意识活动。你们潜水吗？
All right, so I just want to tell you guys that in Taiwan, there are some great beach and mountain cleanup events. I did one with the Taipei Hikers. You can find the Taipei Hikers on Facebook. We cleaned up Chinese lanterns in Pingxi. These lanterns had fallen all over the mountain and the forest, and they just caused kind of trash to be everywhere. So I hope to do more of these in the future, and I just want to let you guys know about it because it's really cool, and anyone can do it.
Taiwan yo hai tian gan jing. 我跟 Taipei Hikers 第一次参加了，我要再做。
Well, that's it for today. Please remember to check out the English blog, and I will link my personal podcast, The Pixel Meditations, below. I would love for you guys to check it out. Have a nice day, and I will catch you next time.
今天的挑战好了，你们需要看看英文 blog，然后我的 podcast, The Pixel Meditations。 我很开心，如果你们看，他们在下面。OK，下次见。